The Northwest Arctic Borough's largest private employer and source of revenue is suing the borough over a recent hike in taxes. Tech Alaska, the operator of Red Dog Mine, filed the legal complaint on Friday, stating the tax increase could put jobs and economic activity in the region at risk. KNOM's Emily Russell has the story.
Red Dog is the world's second largest producer of zinc, situated 80 miles north of Kotzebue, inland from the Chukchi Sea. Tech has been the mine's operator since it opened in 1989, and Wayne Hall, the mine's manager of community and public relations, says it's been a success, not just for the mine, but for the borough as well.
We've been in operation for 25 years. It's really truly an Alaskan success story. Mine's created enormous benefits to the region, including hundreds of millions in funding for schools and other services, as well as over 700 well-paying jobs.
The hundreds of millions that have helped fund schools and other services for the borough have come from what's called a payment in lieu of taxes, or PILT agreement. Tech has negotiated a PILT agreement with the Northwest Arctic Borough for the past 25 years.
However, this year, the borough has abandoned that collaborative process and instead levied what's referred to as a severance tax.
The last time a new PILT was negotiated was 5 years ago, when the borough doubled it, resulting in an average annual payment from Tech of $11.5 million. The new severance tax could nearly triple that, putting Tech on the line for an estimated $30 to $40 million each year. Hall says that could put the mine and the borough in jeopardy.
The fact is this tax increase will make Red Dog less competitive and create uncertainty around the longevity of the mine, potentially affecting the jobs and economic opportunities it creates.
According to the mine's website, Red Dog has historically provided the Northwest Arctic Borough with up to 80% of its revenue. It also directly employs over 600 people on site, with an annual payroll of $75 million. Along with direct impacts, Hall warns that the tax hike could also have a ripple effect in the region.
For example, we use a lot of air carrier services to bring our employees in from all 11 communities in the Northwest Arctic region. Those flights, we've got flights three times a week on minimum. That's just one example.
Those air carrier services, along with other mine-related services, create over more than 100 additional jobs for the region. So with so much at stake for both the mine and the borough, why the sudden surge in taxes?
We don't know, and we actually asked why, and they refused to tell us.
Calls to the Northwest Arctic Borough's mayor's office were not returned as of Monday afternoon, though the borough's regional corporation was willing to comment. NANA owns the land the mine operates on, and many of its shareholders work at Red Dog. Liz Carvalho is NANA's Director of Community and Government Affairs.
What NANA's concerned about are the shareholder jobs at the mine site. We're concerned about dividends to our shareholders, and we're concerned about future exploration in the region.
She says NANA is working to bring both parties to the table to renegotiate a payment agreement, something Hall would like to see as well.
We've really initiated this legal complaint very reluctantly. It wasn't something we wanted to do. Unfortunately, by refusing to engage in good faith negotiations, the borough has left us with few options. And our goal of this action is to get the borough to come to the table and work with us to negotiate a new and reasonable payment agreement.
Through the legal complaint, Tech is seeking an injunction of the severance tax and a meeting between Tech and the Northwest Arctic Borough. Reporting in Nome, I'm Emily Russell.